What you heard was the sound of me drinking out of my commemorative Sonic IHOP mug that only us special people got.
Did that even capture?
I hope so. If not, you just heard a bunch of dead air. Hey, you're listening to Sonic Podcast Adventure, or SBA, the world's most way past cool podcast, WPCP. We're talking about IHOP.
You missed it. You missed most.
Did I?
Yeah, you World's said WPCP, most... World Past Cool Podcast.
A gallon of PCP? What? Do you know what I'm referencing?
I don't.
In The Whitest Kids You Know, there's a sketch where like two guys are running into each other and it's like, oh, how you doing? What do you get? You know, good. Haven't seen this college. And it's like, what do you got there? Oh, it's a gallon of PCP. And then the other guy's like, what? Wow, a gallon?
I feel like we need to restart.
Probably. Chelsea just texted me because we say that to each other all the time. And she texted me, a gallon. We can keep some of this in. But hey, you're listening to Sonic Podcast Adventure, the world's most way past cool Sonic podcast. And twice in a row, the world's most premier family restaurant podcast, I guess.
Sure.
Chris, what are we talking about today?
Through a scary divine act of providence, we were invited to a special event in Hollywood for the Sonic IHOP menu.
Special event in Hollywood, and then let people have their expectations. Sonic IHOP.
Yes.
And completely break those expectations.
Well, I mean, if it's in the episode title.
Oh god, that would be so funny if we started. No, but it'd be so funny if we did a mislead with the title and started with like, hey, we were invited to Hollywood for a very exclusive Sonic thing. It's like, oh, is it the movies? It's like a exclusive clip, so like something like interviews with the actors, and then it's fucking IHOP.
Instead of our theme song, just have like 1920s glitz and glamour Hollywood music.
The Fox theme.
I was thinking like the I Love Lucy theme.
Oh my god. So yeah, we went to what exactly was it? You were the one who got the invite, so.
Yes. So I got an invite from Sydney on Twitter, who I believe is Squidney Ann. I got a weird invite.
I'm putting the squid sound effect there.
ew. Let me.
No, the fucking Frontiers
one. Oh, you know what? Good idea. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
I don't have it on me, but I'll put it in later.
I sent it to you, Sean.
I didn't put it on the soundboard.
I sent it to you, Sean. I know we don't mention squids often. Okay, so I got an invite. Back on Monday. We are recording this Saturday, April 6th right now, so I got it on Monday. Hi, Chris. My name is Sydney. Saw that you were excited about the IHOP collaboration. Want to come try it out for free this Wednesday? So, it's because the day it launched, I sent out a tweet saying that I was incredibly tempted to just order and pick up IHOP just because I wanted, like, a Sonic thing because I'm a maniac and I don't know how to control myself. But like, Sean, you have the proof that I was saying, like, I am so tempted to do this right now.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so, and I'm no fun. I'm the bad Nick hitting the fucking no fun sign. And Chelsea can attest to this. My wife can attest to this, where it's like, if there's like an event like this, where it's like very clearly just like a cardboard cutout of a thing in front of how the thing normally is, like, well, it's the, you know, it's the Stranger Things experience, and it's just
the Willy Wonka, like, experience.
Yeah, look, exactly. It's the unknown. Like, it, I can smell that shit a mile away when I know it's going to be like, or at the very least I feel I can. So I assure you it's going to be a normal experience with maybe a few decorations.
And what kind of decorations were you expecting? I'm curious.
Well, hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
And so that was my thought. I'm like, I don't need to go get the Sonic menu, right? Like it wasn't even to the event, cause I didn't know about the event yet. But like my thoughts were like, I don't need to go do this. This is just going to be regular pancakes with Sonic on the menu. That's it, right? Like, I don't need this. I'm fine. I'd rather go to BB's in Burbank and then eat IHOP because it's Sonic. I can tell myself it's a Sonic waffle, you know, like,
yeah.
So that's kind of always my approach with these kinds of special events when they are shoved in my face by you and Chelsea. So when we learned of the news of this, right, I was just like, whatever. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to get it. I'm just like that fucking I'm trying to describe it. It feels like you're brimming with sunshine and it just like. Just like, oh god, turn it down.
You're fucking, who is it, Ansem, like being guarding himself from the door of light.
Which again, I'm no fun. So that was my response, but then you said there was a thing. You got this invite.
Yes, I got an invite because a friend of mine was invited and she couldn't go, and she was like, oh, I know who likes Sonic. I'll give Sydney their info, which, by the way, I don't think I mentioned.
Smash cut to you just like sitting in your chair, just like zoning out, like
literally. So Sydney is the associate influencer manager for Sonic. So like
Sydney was a delight. Yes.
Yeah. Sydney was absolutely like great. And I'm still in contact with her. So I'm hoping that we get invited to more things. I hate saying it like that. But
Sonic premiere. Come on.
Oh, God. But I got an invite for Wednesday, which was the 3rd, right?
Mm hmm.
Yes. Okay. I asked if I could bring a friend. Got a confirmation. I can bring a friend. I messaged Sean, and I want to pull up.
Because I was getting my car washed, right? So I didn't have a great signal. The place I was at didn't have a great signal where it's like, you know, sometimes phone signals are kind of fucky where it's like, you can get text, but you can't go on the internet,
yes,
even if you have like full or like 4 out of 5 bars or whatever. That was the situation. Discord was not loading. And I was trying to check it, but nothing, right? And then I just get a message that says, check your messages. Wait, hold on. Now I have to look at exactly what it fucking says.
No, I DM'd you on Discord and you didn't respond. And I was like, I don't want to keep Sydney waiting. Like, I feel bad if I'm having her wait on me getting an answer. So I texted Sean a couple minutes after I sent that first thing, and I was like, check your Discord.
Hey, check your Discord when you can. A little too calm. and then I just responded with, LOL, I guess I'm going.
Yeah, because like, hang on, I want to read.
Yeah, what does the rest of the message say?
I want to read the actual full, like, okay, so like the day it happened, I was like, we are fucking going, we need to go, and you were like, I went to a coma after eating IHOP 7 years ago, which I never got the full story behind. But
wait, hold on, you have the photo there, you got the full story. So
what do you mean?
Great, now I'm sharing this photo. Hold on.
I'm looking through our DMs right now.
I'm posting it in the thing. Yeah, so a while ago, this was like when Chelsea and I were like pretty early dating. We went to go get IHOP, and fucking I was like, oh, great. I'll eat this with no protein. I'll just eat the carb plate of fucking cinnamon roll French toast or whatever. And then there's a 7-minute difference between these photos of me being like, hey, big smile, eating this thing, and me like barely able to hold myself up drinking water.
Well, I think they say it takes like 8 minutes for your brain to respond to your stomach. So yep. Like that checks out. That checks out.
So that might have been the last time I was at IHOP. Maybe a few times in between, but not, not like actively seeking out IHOP.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not a place I actively seek out either. But like if I go home back to Jersey, I'm going to a Jersey diner. I'm not going to like IHOP or Denny's. But I... Literally an hour after I told Sean that we were going to go, I got the invite. So I messaged Sean in all caps, just like, I just got invited to the Sonic IHOP thing for free this Wednesday by the associate influencer manager for Sonic. I asked if I can bring a friend. She's checking. Are you free at Wednesday at 2:45? I can bring you if you'd like.
You can read and you can see in these messages too, my not funness.
Like, yes. Just I'm writing I'm in all like, caps and he's just like,
I guess I have to go.
LOL. Where is it? The IHOP. But yeah, so I got the invite. I was allowed to bring Sean. I wish I knew we could have brought more people. I thought it was like an exclusive thing because there were like groups there. I would have brought Chelsea in a heartbeat. I'm so sorry for not asking.
I don't know if work would let her take off for the IHOP Sonic event.
I would finagle my way to let them. but yeah, I sent everything to Sean and he's just like, it's their regular menu items. It just has Sonic in front of it. And I'm like, who cares? Free food. But so we went. And what blows my mind is obviously like it was an experience. So the food was free, but they also gave us Uber vouchers for the ride there and back that also covered the tip.
That frankly, is on the cheap date, that's great.
Yeah, that's extremely generous because I fucking hate driving in this city. So I like if I can take an Uber, especially if it's paid for me, like even the fact that it even covered the tip, that is extreme generosity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those drivers have no idea Sonic paid for it. So we went to the event and we got there. It was immediately that situation of catching other people wearing blue or something Sonic related. And we're just like, are you here for the, Sonic radar going off?
Well, you and I were also wearing Sonic patterned shirts.
Yeah.
And I was wearing the shoes. So,
So we went into the back. Hold on. We didn't go to the back. They sequestered us into the VIP zone. Yeah. Did you see the thing I posted about this? It's just like, come with me. You don't want to sit there with these scum.
Yes. I'm only saying you're scum compared to Sonic.
Oh, my God. We literally get into the like, I don't even know if it's normally for the private, like it's a private zone, or if it was just like, I don't know if I, like, does IHOP just have like party zones? Like, I don't know.
Like, it seemed like, remember when we went to Olive Garden and like we were in like a little room area, but they still had like the open walkways, like thresholds. It was kind of like that. Yeah. It wasn't like a party area, but it's like in a diner where they sometimes have like walls separating and they have the thresholds. Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah. So we got sequestered into the the blue blur zone and or the chaos control zone. Which is like everything was kind of decorated. There was a lot more decorations than I was expecting. I was expecting like party decorations hung from the ceiling.
Which there was.
There was, but like,
but they were also like, solid party gold. City.
Yeah. Solid gold.
Solid gold.
So we got brought back there. It didn't quite start right away, but like we just got to have a look around.
At 12, and then there was an event that we were invited to at 2:45.
And I'm pretty sure the PR people were eating in between.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. because I saw people working on their laptops and eating. So it starts, or before it starts, we just get a chance to look around. It's got some cool decorations. They genuinely put a lot more effort than I was expecting.
Sean, do you want me to drop pictures of what we're talking about in the Discord
as we
discuss it?
Okay, yes, please. Let me do that now. So they had like cool patterns on the tables, which were really nice. Kind of some character art and graphics we haven't really seen before.
Yeah, like Sean said, it was split between the Blue Blur experience and the Chaos Control experience. So like there was a little bit of a like I mentioned earlier, like a wall with thresholds. One side was the Blue Blur experience. It was Green Hill Zone themed. So like there was a giant palm tree in the middle. It had like a green astroturf on the ground. And the tables were and the tables were decked out with like it wasn't a tablecloth. It was almost like a vinyl like print on top of the table cover itself. The Sonic one had a bunch of different 2D art of Sonic, and the other one had, or the Shadow side was themed after Chemical Plant Zone. It had, as you described, obelisks.
Obelisks, yeah.
Which were like, I assume, like the cooling towers in Chemical Plant Zone. And it had art of Shadow on the tables.
Yeah, the palm tree was really impressive. I'm curious where they got these from, if for like, you know, not like it wasn't like it wasn't a nice event, but it's a small event. It's a lot of like things to bring out for just a few press events, right?
Yeah, there's like they definitely had it, like, because you can see there's rings hanging from the ceiling. They have like the vinyl prints of the characters on those glass dividers between the booths. I assume this is all like not marketing or like PR, but there's definitely people who like work on crafts for these.
I have to imagine these were I'm sure they had them already. I doubt they made it just for this, but like still the effort to get this shit on a truck and bring it to an IHOP in Hollywood is, you know, it's nice.
It wasn't just cardboard cutouts that you stand next to.
Yes, exactly.
You go ahead.
No, I had nothing to say.
Okay. So the menu, let's talk about the menu before we get into like actually how it tasted. So the menu has,
well, we sat in the Chaos Control Zone, by the way.
Yes, we sat over there because there was like a little two-seater that was nice. We didn't want to take up a whole booth for groups that were coming. And also they had onion rings. And the different sauces, or the different dipping sauces.
Yes, I took the photos different of dipping them. Sauces, which my favorite was and Knuckles ketchup, not Knuckles ketchup.
Yes.
And Knuckles
ketchup.
So
there was and
somebody
Knuckles
was having
ketchup.
Fun with the copywriting.
Yeah, there was and Knuckles ketchup. There was Gold Ring dipping sauce, which is just IHOP sauce. There was standard chili dog topping, which is honey mustard. And then Spring Valley Ranch, which is buttermilk ranch.
I love my chili dogs with Sonic styled standard chili dog topping.
The menu. There are six things on the menu that you can order. I am looking at the menu right now, and one of them is missing, I will get to in a second. So we have Sonic's Blue Blur Special, which is a stack of blueberry pancakes with blueberry syrup.
Yes.
It says double the blueberries for double the speed. I guess blueberries give you speed.
Yeah.
ask to try them with blueberry syrup. We've got the Tails 2x2x2, which is two pancakes.
Your regular, you know.
Yes.
I should play the Joe Pera clip from the Breakfast episode.
I need a win.
The standard 2x2x2.
You know what you're getting? I can't say just yet. The Tails 2x2x2 is two eggs, two pancakes, two bacon strips or two sausage links, just like Tails, everything good comes in twos. There's
he's had a traumatic life because of the twos. don't make light of it.
My favorite is the Knuckles chicken sandwich because they didn't even try.
Yeah, just call it the Knuckles sandwich.
I know, but that's already at the cafe. And then put chicken later. So maybe there was a trademark issue.
Maybe, yeah.
A crispy chicken sandwich with bacon, lettuce, tomato, avocado, cheese, and buttermilk ranch that won't leave you hangry. Because, you know, that's Knuckles' thing. When he gets hungry, he gets angry. Yeah. Order with a side of quote-unquote gold onion rings.
I kind of see that his colors are in that sandwich, but that's kind of as far as it goes. Yeah,
the red and green.
Yeah, I guess the yellow, sort of.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
And the white sauce, it...
We got Amy's Sweet Strawberry Delight. Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, and fresh strawberries atop a golden brown waffle quarter is a perfectly sweet dessert for an epic adventure. Ask to try it with strawberry syrup. Dine in only because it has
ice cream. Yeah,
ice cream. So yeah. Then we have Dr. Eggman's Benedict. A 300 IQ genius like Eggman knows that Black Forest ham, poached eggs, and a hollandaise sauce makes for a superior meal.
Too extravagant for anything but Easter.
And then finally, Shadow's Chaos Chocolate Pancakes. Go ahead and be a little chaotic. A four stack filled with chocolate chips is the ultimate pancake experience. Which
and in order to be chaotic, you have to throw these on the ground after you get
them. Well, like ultimate pancake experience. This is such a tangent that's going to go nowhere. Ultimate Pancake Experience reminds me there was a DLC in Final Fantasy 15 sponsored by Cup Denny's. Ramen by Cup Noodle. Okay. And like there's a mission where you got to go hunt monsters because Gladio has a recipe for like regular cup noodle of things you can add to make better. I see you pinching your eyebrows, Sean. But like you hunt monsters to get ingredients.
I am not the crossover. I am not the Venn diagram for these things.
I know. But I remember playing it. And there's a really funny delivery by Gladio where he's talking about like the monster ingredients you can add in. And he's like, it makes it the ultimate flavor experience. And I just like I think of it all the time. It's such a strange DLC. But I want more DLC like that, which we will get into later, I suppose.
Yeah, but
those are the six menu or options.
First of all, there's not coffee beans crushed on top of this. This is not the shadow. Honestly, if they did any effort to change the ingredients, like, or add like special stuff for these things, they could have easily made like a coffee syrup. That would have been interesting.
Agreed. Yeah, these are all just regular menu items that have been rebranded.
I think the only difference on the Amy one is they added ice cream. I think that's not really a standard thing on any.
Oh, really?
Menu. I mean, you could probably add it, but I don't think it's standard.
Yeah, so. That makes sense. Which it's also interesting. There's only six menu options, and each character has a Chaos Emerald next to them. So there's only six emeralds. What's the seventh?
Yeah.
Where's the seventh?
It's the secret. It's the secret menu item. Ruse, you have to steal from the kitchen. You have to steal it from the kitchen. It's the Ruse the Bat one.
I was expecting something with Big the Cat.
Yeah.
From you,
the
at
big
least.
Pancakes. Just like this big. Frog legs and pancakes.
They're big like me.
They're trying to hawk the fish that they have in the back.
Why did I have that fish? I don't know. Get it out there.
Yeah, I don't know. but yeah, like it's you know, like I said, I was no fun about this, but you know, it was still a nice time. They brought everything out in like sample sizes, right?
Yes.
And to put them out on the plates. First of all, I like onion rings. I'm not going to say no to onion rings. We got to have some onion rings. Chelsea was saying that when I showed her pictures of everything, she's like, you had one onion ring. I'm like, that's after we ate.
I know. It's the same thing with me. I sent it to somebody and they were like, just one. I was like, no, we had them.
So, they brought everything out. And honestly, it's like, regardless of my no fun, funitude, it was still nice to get free sweet treats placed in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's
I'm not going to say no free breakfast food.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing where people are like, oh, it's just their menu, like their normal menu. But for me, it was like I was invited. Like, I was gonna like just get one order of probably, let's see, what was I gonna, I was,
yeah, if leading, I was gonna order, I was just gonna get like probably the 2x2 because I just needed the, you know, not just carbs.
Yes, exactly. I was gonna get the 2x2 if I went and actually ordered, but the fact that we were invited and it was free, I'm like, fuck yeah, why not?
Yeah, 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 exactly. Free food, awesome. And free pan coins.
We'll get into that in a bit. But
pan coins.
Sean, what was your favorite?
I like the standard blueberry. Like, blueberry's always been the, like, I've always been a picky eater with like fruits and vegetables. But blueberry was one I always totally fine with, like in things like a muffin and stuff. So pretty easy choice. I like blueberry pancakes. I don't get them often, but if it's, again, if it's free and it's in front of me. that, and then again, I'm not one for like overly chocolatey things like that, but the shadow ones are pretty good.
Yeah, I did like the blueberry ones. I did make my own pancakes like from scratch for a little while, and now I'm tempted to do it again, just buy some frozen blueberries and do it. Have you ever tried that, making your own?
I mean, I've made like pancakes with like mix and stuff, but the fancy kind.
I should make some for you, like when you have a day where you're not on your strict diet.
it's not as much of a strict diet so much as I just need to like shove protein in my body.
Yes, yeah. I'll load it up with protein powder. There you go.
Yes, they make those. They do make protein pancakes. I know. It's not powdered sugar, it's protein powder.
I tried it before and it's vile. They're not great.
Yeah.
My favorite, surprise, surprise, was Amy's Sweet Strawberry Delight because I have a horrible sweet tooth and a sugar addiction. Same. And I love strawberries. Strawberries are my favorite fruit. Like, it was very, very good. The strawberry syrup on top really, like, it was.
Because when you were eating this and then with, and then later how you were describing the syrup, I posted later in our chat the fucking bit from Key and Peele where it's like the guy being so delighted by the continental breakfast. I don't remember what the name of the sketch is, but it's like, oh, a delight to the senses. you used the word divine at least three times.
It was,
I think.
It was really good.
It's IHOP. It is not
but
divine.
It was good. Because I haven't had like a waffle ice cream strawberry in a while. It was good.
Well, let's go to BB's again.
Yeah, I'm down. And my second favorite was the Eggs Benedict because the hollandaise sauce was very good.
Yeah, I mean, I love an Eggs Benedict. It's not this one. It was fine. It was fine. I'm sorry to be mean, but
it's
IHOP. It's not going to make you sick. Denny's will make you sick. Yes. IHOP won't make you sick. Well, it's Sean, just like it is middle of the road.
You're California born and raised, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Jersey. Crappy diner food is like it's my ambrosia.
Okay, no, but I'm gonna call bullshit on this because crappy diner food across like basic like California barely has diners outside of California. Yeah. You got diners everywhere that are crappy because they're filled with grease and terrible for you, but they're delicious because they are filled with grease and terrible for you. You don't have a leg to stand on with this argument. Jersey has some great hash houses.
It does, and it also has absolute slop that I love. Especially South Jersey.
Yeah.
But I
is that where Denny's has fucking has the fucking mafia stranglehold or what?
There is no Denny's. Like, the reason I couldn't go to the Hobbit menu when they had it at Denny's was because there wasn't a Denny's like in the area.
It's Denny's and IHOP are the like the fucking west side of the US is like trying to capture what like trying to capture and cheapen the version of these classic like independently owned diners.
You know what it also was? I was drunk on the ambiance. I was having a very good time with my friend Sean getting free food associated with my favorite character.
You can't stuff fucking pull good. That on me.
I'm being serious.
I'm no fun. No, it was nice. It was nice because we were, you know, everyone was very nice, like the staff and stuff and the like PR team and stuff. And then we got to like meet a lot of cool people there.
We got to meet Sonic.
I had only really, well, we got to meet Sonic, but, before we got to meet him, we got to talk to some people who I knew online. Lisa Allen and Rogers Base were two that that stuck out. And then we met some new people, too, who were like cosplayers who were great. Yeah. And it was just nice. You get to have some cool conversations. It's like it's one of those things that like not to get all like deep and sappy about it, but it's like, you know, the way my brain fucking works, I have such a hard time just making small talk and talking to strangers and like and all that. I am so much more comfortable being like, oh, you like this? I like this. Let's talk about it for 3 hours. You know,
yes.
That's what this fucking podcast is. So it's like because Sonic is already present and we're all here for this. It's like there's no like dam holding the water back.
let me credit the two cosplayers that we met, by the way. It was Regan Catherine, who was cosplaying Amy and was very good. And then Jade Valkyrie, who was cosplaying Shadow and I think live streaming on Instagram and was also very good.
Yeah.
Like Jade's sneakers were like totally based on Shadow's and they were rocked.
I love the use of the fur jacket for Shadow. I love it, every type of like creative, like let's turn this into an outfit version of the character, you know, love those. And then it was Reagan, you said, right?
Yes.
Her partner is Rogers Base, who she made a jacket for, basically like a NASCAR pit crew jacket, but for Sonic IHOP, including like a gift card pinned to the back.
Yeah, like you see?
Yeah, we'll be uploading pictures, but it rocks.
Did you see Regan's purse?
Yeah, it was covered in the gift cards.
Yeah, like how do you get that many? Did you pay for them? Or did you just like? Do you have somebody on the inside?
Maybe I imagine maybe you could just like ask for them and just pay like the price of the plastic.
Maybe.
And then we met Sonic.
Yeah. Sonic himself was there getting photos with people and like doing,
you know,
photo-offs.
And it had my favorite interaction with any type of mascot is, oh, you can't see shit. This person is leading you by the hand.
Yes. I like
you got a handler.
And his feet were clomping around because of those giant plastic shoes. But what was it? I got very demanding with you when I saw Sonic.
Yeah. It's an ugly side of Chris that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were genuinely like, don't yell at me.
What happened when we walked up and you were like, let's get a picture together. And I was just like, well, let me get a picture of the suit first. And you're just like, no, I want a picture with Sonic.
No,
like,
no,
don't
no,
fucking yell at me.
You said, yeah, you go get a picture. And I was like, we're getting a picture. And you were like, I know, don't yell at me.
No, okay. No, now I remember. I said, do you want to go get a picture? Which was a genuine, I asked, do you want to go get a picture? Which is just a general inquiry, not do you specifically want to go get a picture? Just you. It was, hey, the only other person in this conversation is you. So I don't need to say we, right? Fucking, I'm using this English degree.
You were completely in the right here.
And then you said, do I want to get one? Yeah, let's us get a picture together. Come on. And I'm just like, well, no, I meant like, do you like, I was asking you.
Yeah,
and you said, yeah, let's go get a picture, both of us. I'm like, stop fucking yelling at me.
I love you, Sean, and I apologize for my behavior.
God.
I was not in my right mind during this event.
You will respect your elders. I am 30 to 40 years old right now, and I don't need this right now.
I did what I did because of sugar and hedgehogs. I'm sorry.
The fucking public apology.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking of what is it? When Homer writes down his apology to Mindy on his hand, and then Lenny walks by. He's like, Carl, what I did because of alcohol and anger.
I'm tired about comments about my giant hand.
The first such incident was in 1963.
Oh boy. Yeah, so
I genuinely apologize for if I like stressed you out or
no, made you uncomfortable. I mean I mean, I have long developed a routine of being like fake annoyed, angry at people as like my bit, like because I love that kind of like energy you can get with just like stop being
like, yeah, but also like I know if there's a bit I can also get like very into it. So I apologize if like it felt like I was dragging you around.
This is why we don't let you have sugar, Christian.
I really.
Oh my god!
I have
on
a
the
problem,
little like
Sean.
Leash with the monkey, like.
Got it.
Except it's a Tangle one, and the. Oh. But yeah,
all he's allowed everything to eat was a are delight. Nuts and pumpkin seeds. Don't give him anything else or he goes crazy.
I don't know why I'm thinking of that bit in Legend of Korra where it's Tenzin's wife hands like Milo to Lin and she's like, okay, oh great, you're here to help. Here, he needs a bath. He's filthy. It's like, wait, this is what I sat on for. Oh. But yeah, it was a delight. Lots of cool people. You know, this is such a like a random thing that I just thought of, but it's like the people like remind me of the Shadow cosplayer's name. It totally left my head.
Jade Valkyrie.
Jade Valkyrie, totally not intrusive about like it live streaming and stuff.
No,
like,
there were
I
no.
Think made it, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, one like was totally like making sure that like a camera wasn't leaving us in the background for too long. I feel like there's a lot of movement. And then also like went up and asked us before filming on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this was an event for
really
like,
cool behavior that I don't see at conventions. Yeah.
Exactly. We talked about that with Roger. Like,
yeah,
there was is his name Roger? Or is it just like is Roger's base like.
I'm going to say it's Roger.
Okay, but I should go with Roger's base because I don't know. There are people who use names in their screen names that aren't their real names. So I'm going to say Roger's base to be safe. But there was nobody there who was like, what's up, YouTube? I'm here at the Sonic IHOP. There was none of that crap. It was like everybody was respectful. Everybody was generous and nice. There was no like it was an event for influencers and like. Certain sects of media and fandom, but like there was nobody who was annoying, which is
it's Roger.
Honestly which is honestly like it. Okay, good. It was a blessing considering this was a Sonic event.
Yes, exactly. it could have gone very wrong.
Yes.
But yeah, it was really cool. Really great conversations.
Real quick, I wanted to share.
Yes.
Sonic mascot. When I was eating and he came up to me. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was eating the 2x2x2, which it's considering we got the tasting portion size. It was a 1x1x1. But I had bacon in my mouth and I don't like to talk when my mouth is full. So just chewing bacon and all of a sudden I feel this giant wham on my left shoulder. And I turn around and the Sonic mascot guy is right behind me with his giant gloved hand just patting my shoulder with like. The best way I could say it is his caretaker, the lady who was leading him around.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't even register what she said to me. I have no idea what she said to me because I was like, why is Sonic like pounding my shoulder while I'm eating bacon and I can't get a word out because my mouth is full of bacon. So like, he's just pounding my shoulder and walks
away. And I joked
that
he was saving you from, choking on bacon.
I walked away and I had to like swallow real quick and just be like, sorry, my mouth was full of bacon.
I had a kind of similar experience. You pointed out somebody was taking a photo of me from behind, and they explained later they were getting a photo of my shirt. Mm-hmm. I had the Sonic like comic pattern shirt.
Yes.
And I slouch like crazy when I'm eating because tables are not tall enough for my long torso. So like I'm an elbows on table because fucking I'm tired. So I'm like hunched over, and then you tell me they're taking a picture, and I do this turn, and I hear, I'll recreate it for you on camera. It's like, I know I look like a fucking cryptid. I want to do that, like when you catch me off guard and I turn around and I'm hunched over with like food in my mouth.
You should be on the like, cover. You should be on the cover of a PS3 shooter.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, well, like, I'm already there was fucking also halfway to it, like a fucking Sasquatch. Like, don't surprise me with a photo.
They came up to us and were taking photos, and like they didn't give us a direction for what to do, and we were just having a conversation, and they just came up with like the bright studio light and like crouched down to take a photo at eye level, and I'm just staring like, do we want us to act natural? Do you want us to do a pose? Yeah. What's our motivation?
Oh, yeah, and we have the photo for that if you want to post it in the thing so I can...
I'll post it in there. I don't know if we can share it yet, but I'll at least share it with you on there. We got goodie bags.
Yes, we got goodie bags. After all the wonderful conversations and interactions, I really wanted to like point out that like it was great talking to Sydney afterwards. Like, like really took the time to actually talk to everyone. It wasn't just like, here's the event and I'm gonna sit back. Like there was
She was going around really nice conversing with multiple people, like clearly knew previous people from previous events.
Yeah.
We had like a nice conversation with Sydney about like just thanking her for inviting us and hopes for the future and stuff like that.
Yeah. They sent us off with some goodie bags. What are we getting them?
So we got here, I'll send my photos. It came in a blue tote bag with the IHOP and Sonic logo on it.
Yeah.
Which I will now be using until it gets holes in it.
Yeah, that's going to be my, like, I keep that by the door if I'm going to need it, a bag for something.
Yeah.
Bag.
It came with bagged premium IHOP coffee. It's buttery syrup ground coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you had it, I assume?
I got a different coffee.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got the chocolate chip one, and I will trade with you because that looks so much better.
Oh, really?
If you want a chocolate coffee, I'll take the buttery syrup.
I'll try yours. You try mine, and then we can discuss.
Yes.
Or we can just like pour out the bags half and half, and then like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got that. Along with
it also came with like little instant like cold like iced latte ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got one for the chocolate chip, and then one for I don't remember.
I think one's pumpkin on mine, so there's two versions. and then it came with the you mentioned the mug or just the coffee?
Oh, no, I'll mention the mug now. I just mentioned the coffee. It came with a diner mug. So, yeah. Like, it's got, like, the nice, sleek, like, hourglass shape almost. Again, with the IHOP and Sonic logo. And then the other side
has... Yeah, the very diner style. We're both drinking out of them right now.
yes. The other... One side has the IHOP Sonic logo. And then the other side has the Sonic head silhouette. The, like, Sonic
team. It's very nice.
Yeah.
This is like one of the nicest mugs I own.
Me too. I've been wanting a Sonic mug. I've always wanted a diner mug. Yeah. I've been wanting a Sonic mug for a while. So the fact that I now have this and it's like a nice diner.
A good solid one. Like, and it's the diner style where you can run them through the dishwasher 10,000 times and they won't break.
Yes. It's very good.
So that came, and then. Yeah.
It came with little 2.5-inch Jack specific figures.
It came with two for some people. We were talking because we were still talking with Roger and Reagan and all those people after, you know, as it was slowing down while they were handing us bags. And we traded some figures with each other for sure. But also we were like, hey, how come some of these came with two?
Yeah.
And some of them came with some of them just came with one. So. Not an issue. We were just.
I was
like,
trying
confused.
To offer up one of my own, but everybody was trading amongst themselves. I got Knuckles and Shadow.
That's a good get. I feel like those are the two who'd actually drink coffee. I got Knuckles.
Oh,
I don't have much Knuckles, so it's a nice addition.
Sean, what are you talking about? You got like a bunch on your hands right now.
Huh.
Am I Knuckles?
Do I chuckle?
Something funny I noticed, which like, I don't know why I looked for this, but I noticed it. At least the Knuckles one I have, the packaging is from the 30th anniversary merch drop. Hmm. So I don't know if they've just been sitting somewhere since 2021, but I'm very thankful. They're sitting on top of my display case right now.
We also got some gift cards, Sonic themed ones, for both Sonic like $25 each, which is super nice. Yeah.
Yes. Which, yeah, we got $50 of IHOP, which is...
I can walk to an IHOP from where I live, which is very nice, so...
it also came with
a pan sheet coins.
Of paper. Well, sheet of paper just explaining what the promo is. Like, the IHOP and Sega partnered to celebrate Sonic the Hedgehog. Fans can head to their local IHOP restaurant to try the limited edition Sonic-inspired menu. Pan coins.
Sean,
show your pan coins. Do you have your pan coin?
It's hanging up. I put it on my calendar with a magnet.
Shame. Damn shame. So we got.
I don't even think together we could get the Amy outfit.
No, we can. These are for five.
The Amy outfit. I thought you need like 15. Okay.
No. The Amy outfit is five. This is the so this
basically
is the free.
Basically, got the free Amy outfit.
Yes, which I downloaded onto my...
Is that all it's good for, though?
You can also use it towards a free stack of pancakes. It's
choice.
But, like, you can also add them up. We got physical pan coins, which, like everything now, IHOP has a rewards program where the more money you spend, the more, like, points you get on their app that you can use towards other purchases. But right now, for the Sonic thing, they're doing it where you can get an exclusive... diner waitress costume for Amy. It's like a nice blue dress. It's cute with like black Mary Jane shoes. You can get that for five pan coins, which I think like I forget how much money you need to spend for one, but I think it's like
it's a lot.
No, it's like $3
is it? Like, oh, okay.
No, I don't remember. I'm not gonna put words in people's mouths, but it's diner exclusive DLC.
Yeah, basically.
Which is, well, like they've been doing this with Sonic Superstars, which is strange because that the cel shaded skins were Kroger exclusive. You had to buy stuff at Kroger or Ralph's and get points on their app, which I wasn't able to do. Like, I bought shit at Ralph's because that's where I go to grocery shop, period.
Yeah.
But it wasn't adding points to my account. Like, what's going on
it's
here?
It's strange. Yeah. But, you know, it's nice that they gave us the thing, basically. I didn't realize it was directly the amount that you would need.
Yes, it's exactly what you need for Amy. We got these physical pan coins, which is just, like, cardstock paper. It's a circle that says, International Bank of Pancakes, one pan coin, and it's
I'm planning a heist.
it's round. It's a coin that looks like the top of a pancake with syrup and butter on top, and then the Sonic Head logo, like just smacked on top, and then the back says, "Enjoy five free pan coins. Redeem for a full stack of pancakes at IHOP or an exclusive outfit for Amy available in Sonic Superstars."
Yeah. I wasn't going to say. You said the five can also be just redeemed for the stack?
Yeah, just for a stack of pancakes. You can use
it. Damn, so they gave us like a lot of free food, including free food later. Yeah, all right. Yep. Well, I guess I'm keeping that pan coin.
Well, what you can do is...
I put in a giant coin slot to get it, and it comes out of a machine. Like
just like laying on the counter, like hand it over. I believe this will do.
Just like slide it, yeah.
Yeah, keep the change. But,
my God.
you like download the app, make an account, and then it has a code that you add in for the points that you can then use towards either or. But like it's also on their rewards program. It's like for 40 or 55 pan coins, you can get download codes for Superstars, Frontiers, or Origins Plus.
Oh, shit. If you just eat at IHOP enough, you get free Sonic games.
Yeah, but it's also a lot of money. You might as well just buy the games.
That's the fucking second half of the picture that I showed you earlier. Just like, it's from Sonic.
I know Frontiers has been out for almost 2 years. I'm going to finish this pancake.
It took me 2 years to eat the pancakes. Oh, boy. But yeah, anything else to add? I mean, this was, you know, like I said, I came in with the no fun attitude, but it was genuinely nice to talk to people and have a free sweet treat and get some free goodies and all that stuff.
Yeah, like I tried everything on the menu. It was IHOP. Like I was drunk on the atmosphere because I was having such a good time that like
we've all been drunk in IHOP.
Yes. But like I just had a good time with diner food with friends old and new. Sonic saved my life from a strip of bacon. What more can I say?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say I got a nice mug. I got a nice little Knuckles figure. I got a pan coin. I'm a happy camper. I, like I said, as much as I joke about not being any fun, I went in neutral. Well, I'll say that. And then I came out with like, this was a delight. We ended up staying longer than I was expecting, talking to good people, meeting people in person that I'd only known online, which is very nice always. And pancakes.
The real pan coins were the pancakes we ate along the way.
The short stack were the friends we made along the way. Hey, we were the 2x2x2.
You're right.
Oh, well, I think that about covers it. Do you have anything else to add?
Nothing really. Like I was looking at
big
news.
Big thank you to everyone who got us, who invited us there and all that stuff.
Yes, thank you to the chain of people who. Like the chain of people who somehow allowed us to come to this event because I made a tweet how I wanted to eat IHOP because I'm unhinged and I don't know how to control myself when it's associated with Sonic.
And I hope there's more cool stuff in the future that we're invited to, and we'll
me too.
We'll aggressively tweet about it when that happens. Shall we sign off?
I'll just say right now, I promise the next episode will not be food based. I promise you. I don't care what happens in our life. The next episode we do is not going to be us reviewing like, oh, let's go to Outback
Steakhouse.
We need
a good guest. We've become so like insular with bullshit.
We don't
need to reach out to people. We really do.
I need to reach out to some of the people who I left hanging.
But that about does it. Thanks for listening. You can follow me at on Blue Sky at Sean at Your Son. Give Jellybox a follow on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, all the places. We got new No XP episodes every Monday. And Jellybox is up to some cool shit, so please keep an eye out. Chris?
Hell yeah. For me, C_Dobbins on Twitter, C Dobbins Art everywhere else. I am still looking for a job, which, like, I don't even care about it being in animation anymore. I just need something. So, hey, commission me if you'd like.
Please commission Chris and hire Chris and follow the podcast on both Twitter and Blue Sky at Sonic Pod. We have no underscore yet, just at Sonic Pod. We will post all the images related to this in the replies to the episode post. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And as we always say, pan coins.
We all did pan coins.
Pan coins.
Pan coins. That's our new phrase. Our new catchphrase,
ready,
our new sign-off.
Three,
one,
two.
two, three.
Pan coins.
Goodbye.